receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship,
all of my
worship.
Father, receive my
worship,
all of my worship.
All of my worship.
Somebody shout hallelujah. If you know that in the journey of today, the Lord will do something new and something marvelous for you, shout hallelujah. I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise this morning for waking us up to be at his presence. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you for every members of our family. We thank you for our nation. We thank you for our leaders. Lord, we say be glorified and be exalted this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to thank him. Let's thank him for the blessings of protection. Let's thank him for preservation of our souls. Father, we give you all the glory for protecting us from all danger and from all evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for every members of our family. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted this morning. In the name of Jesus, for not allowing the will of the enemies to come to pass over our lives, we give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus, I want us to begin to ask God for mercy this morning. Open your mouth and say, Lord, be merciful unto me as I go on the journey of today. Let your mercy prevail over my life in the mighty name of Jesus. By your mercy, open the windows of heaven unto us this morning. Let there be a pouring of your grace. Let there be a pouring of your power In the name of Jesus, by your mercy, let the sick among us be supernaturally healed. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, let your mercy prevail. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to begin to plead the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to plead the blood of Jesus over the journey of today to cancel every agenda of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we go out this morning, mark each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus for total protection. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every negative dreams of the night by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, every dreams of attack, every dreams of death, every dreams of backwardness, we cancel it this morning by the power of the blood. Lord, as we go out, let the blood of Jesus speak better things for us in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, remove every evil marks working against our favor by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, Kalima Kusindi Kapolia. Lord, let every agendas of the wicked, every agendas of the enemy against our family be cancelled by the power and the blood of Jesus. In the journey of today, let your blood speak better things for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. Very quickly, I want you to open your Bible to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 19. Jeremiah 1:19. The Bible says, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. I want somebody to say amen to that. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. I pray for you that as you go in the journey of today, the Lord will deliver you. I say your enemies will not prevail against you. In the name of Jesus. Failure, sickness, and powers of darkness will not be able to prevail against you. In the name of Jesus, I want us to lift up our voice. We are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, in the journey of today as I go out, let every power assigned to fight against me be defeated. Look at that. The Bible said they will fight against you, but they will not prevail. Which means there are powers assigned to fight against us on a daily basis. But God has promised us from his word that they will not prevail. I want you to lift up your voice and say in the name of Jesus, every power assigned to fight against my career, to fight against my family, to fight against my progress in the journey of today, Lord, let them be defeated. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda Basilica Polyma, Virginia. Let them be defeated, let them be defeated. Let every powers of darkness be defeated. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do not allow the enemies to prevail against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, failure will not prevail against us in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, the works of the enemy will not prevail in the journey of today. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Death will not prevail against us in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, disappointment will not prevail against us in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, sickness will not prevail against us in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to fight against our family, to fight against our business, to fight against our career, let the power be defeated. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do not permit the enemies to prevail against us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry out to God and say, my Father, as I go out this morning, let your power and your presence go with me. The Lord said, I am with you. That's what matters. I am with you. I will go with you. I will stand by you. I will be for you. I will be in you. I will be a wall of fire around you. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, as I go out this morning, let your power and your presence go with me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be a wall of fire around me and my family members. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, as we go in the journey of today, Lord, be with us. in the name of Jesus. I want you to cry to God and say, Lord, be with me in the journey of today. Be with my children in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, be a wall of fire around me and my family members. In the name of Jesus, let your power and your presence be with me. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, let your presence go with me. In the name of Jesus, and let every mountain before me begin to melt by the power of your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, look at what the Lord said again. In that Jeremiah 1:19, the latter part of it, say, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Look at that. I will deliver you. Before it will be too late, I will deliver you. Before the enemy execute their plans, I will come to your aid to deliver you. I pray for somebody this morning that God will deliver you. He will deliver your children. He will deliver your house. He will deliver your spouse. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice and cry to God. I said, Lord, in the journey of today, let there be deliverance for me and my family members. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Let me be delivered from the hands of my enemies that are too strong for me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver us from the hands of the powers of darkness. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. In the name of Jesus, from the power of death, let there be deliverance. In the name of Jesus, from the powers of the wicked, Lord, in the journey of today, let there be deliverance for us. In the name of Jesus, before it will be too late, Lord, deliver us from every circumstances that the enemy want to work against us in the journey of today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you because we know that you have done it. Lord, this morning, glorify yourself in our lives and let there be deliverance for us from the hands of the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, Lord Almighty, defend us, support us, be a wall of fire around us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I want to welcome every one of us to this morning prayer meeting. And I believe in God that this morning the Lord Almighty will minister unto us again in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 2. Let's read from verse 1. Acts of Apostle chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. I want to pray for somebody this morning that suddenly your miracle will manifest in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, suddenly you will receive that call that you get that job. In the name of Jesus, look at that. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. For somebody in the journey of today, suddenly you will get that goodness that you have been waiting for. In the mighty name of Jesus. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. This morning, I'll be talking to us on what I've titled, Being Filled with the Holy Ghost. We are working on the top part of verse 2 that says, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. The whole house was filled with the wind of the Holy Ghost, the wind of God, the wind of God. Now, I want us to understand this. Nobody can be empty. Nobody can be what? Can be empty. It's either you are filled with the Holy Ghost or you are filled with other spirits. There's no voidness. There is no vacuum. It's either you are filled with God or you are filled with the devil. It's either you are filled with the Holy Ghost or you are filled with other spirits. Do you remember in Matthew 12, I believe from verse 41, 42, Jesus was talking about when a demon is cast out from somebody. Jesus said, those demons, they will go out seeking for dry places. And if they cannot find a place of rest, then they will come back to their former house. they will come back with full force to come and dominate in their former house. So what does that mean? What that means is that, for example, if somebody went through a process of deliverance and demons were cast out of that person, immediately the person should be filled with the Holy Ghost. The person should be praying to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't say, well, I just went through deliverance, and you don't stop. I mean, you don't start asking for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The demons that were cast out might come back with full force. So nobody can be empty. No, and that's why this morning we want to pray that God will fill every area of our lives with the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the whole house, there was no room in the upper room that was empty. The whole house was filled with the Holy Ghost. In Luke chapter 2 verse 40, talking about Jesus, the Bible says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. Look at that. Filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Filled with wisdom. Jesus Christ was filled with wisdom. He waxed strong in spirit, and he was filled with wisdom. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will also fill us with wisdom. In the name of Jesus, in Acts chapter 2, verse 28, the Bible says, you have made known to me the ways of life. You make me full of joy in your presence. You make me full of joy in your presence. Do you know the presence of God is a place where we can be full of joy? I want to pray for somebody, because you are at God's presence this morning. God will fill you with his joy. In the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 5 verse 28, the leaders of the temples, they complained to the apostles. They said, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. That is to say, you have filled Jerusalem. You have filled Jerusalem with your teachings, because doctrine also means teaching. You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, with your teaching. I pray this morning that we shall be filled with God's teaching in the name of Jesus. Look at that. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19, talking about when Paul was speaking there, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19, he said, and to know the love of Christ. When we begin to understand the love of Christ, look at what it will do for us. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. How many of us want to be filled with the fullness of God? Which means when you go out this morning, people will begin to see God in your life. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That should be our desire every day. That I want to be filled with the fullness of God. I want to be filled with wisdom. I want to be filled with power, not with anger. Some people go out filled with anger. They want to fight. Some people go out filled with all kinds of bitterness. That should not be what we should be filled with as believers. Some people go out filled with wrath. Say, I'm going to respond. I'm going to fight them. We don't go out like that as believers. We go out filled with love, filled with life of God in us. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 18, Paul was speaking there. He said, But I have all. Look at that. I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet aroma, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. When Paul received the gift that was sent to him by the church, he said, I am full. Look at that. A man of God said that. Say, you have been a blessing to me to the point that I am full. I am even abound. I pray for somebody this morning. God will fill you with his riches in the name of Jesus. Now, let me give us 2 points and then we'll pray. Number one, when the Bible says the whole house, in Acts chapter 2, the Bible said the whole house was filled with the Holy Ghost, the wind of Holy Ghost. Number one, that house there means our temple. That's where the Holy Ghost wants to fill today. Our body, which is the temple of Holy Ghost, must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, the Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Look at that. You and I, we are the temple of God. We are the house of God. And that's why as believers, because we are the temple of God, we should be filled with the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul speaking again, he said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's where the Holy Ghost wants to dwell. In Luke 4 verse 1, talking about Jesus, the Bible says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." It is what you are filled with that will determine what leads you. It is what I am filled with that will determine what will lead me. If I'm filled with Holy Ghost will lead me. If I'm filled with anger, anger will lead me. That's why we need to watch out. What am I filled with? Before I go out, what do I want to be filled with? If you are filled with joy will lead you. In fact, when you smile to people, people will respond back with smile. Yeah. So, number one, our body, which is the temple of Holy Ghost, must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number two, the Bible said the whole house was filled. Literally, what that means is that even any place where we occupy, our house, any place we occupy, our cars, any place we occupy, our cubicle, maybe at our place of work, should be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what it means. Literally, our environment must be filled, because do you know, people carry spirit with them. People carry, there is a spirit that go with people anywhere they go. Everybody have some kinds of spirit that go with them. There are some people, the spirit that go with them is the spirit of bitterness. And when you are around them, you can sense it. You can sense it. Some people carry the spirit of love. You can sense love all around them. Some people carry negative spirits. Negative spirit. When you spend like 1 to 2 minutes with them, you begin to feel sadness and sorrow from your heart. You don't feel joy anymore because of what spirit they carry. So what am I saying? Our house, our environment must be controlled and must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Your house can be, when our house is filled with the Holy Ghost, it will be a no-go area for demons. Yes, it will be a no-go area for powers of darkness. It will be a no-go area for sickness. It will be a no-go area for failure when we are filled, when our house is filled with the Holy Ghost. Our house, where we live. In Job chapter 2, verse 2. Job chapter 2, verse 2. "And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Why is the devil going to and fro? He's looking for a place to feel. The devil is always looking for a house to feel. Now, when the devil entered into the house of Job, look at what he did. Look at what he did. He messed up everything in the life of Job. I want to pray for somebody this morning that the devil will no longer have a place in your house. The devil will no longer have a place in your home. The devil will no longer have a place in your business. In the name of Jesus. Look at that. He messed up everything within a day. Everything that Job had, everything was lost because the devil entered into his house. That's why our house must be filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil must know that this address is a no-go area for you. If you cross this address, you are dead. Yes, witches and wizards, powers of darkness, must know that this address is a Holy Ghost zone. Holy Ghost zone. Don't cross. If you fly over this house, you are dead. Yes, when the house is filled with the Holy Ghost, when our car is filled with the Holy Ghost, what is accident coming from? Where is accident coming from? In your house, where the car you are driving. Even the Bible says the cloth that Jesus wear is cloth carry virtues of power. As because we are anointed, anything we touch becomes anointed. The aprons of Paul became anointed. Your car, because you carry Holy Ghost, and you are driving your car carrying the anointing. So no sickness, no death, no accident can come near your car. I want to pray for somebody this morning. That anywhere you go, you will carry Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. When you are on the bus, you will carry the Holy Ghost. When you are on the train, I say you will carry the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Now, somebody may want to ask, Brother Peter, why must I be filled? One, I must be free because if I'm not filled, something else will fill me. If I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost, something else what will fill me. So it's better to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody want to ask again, Brother Peter, why must I be filled? Because it is what I'm filled with that determines where I go, that determines the direction I go. The Bible said Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, was led by the Holy Ghost. It is what you are filled with that will determine what leads you. Look at those who are drunk, the drunkard. When they are drunk, the wine that they have drunk will begin to direct them. If the wine tell them, go and jump and sleep inside a pool, they will go and jump into the pool. It is what the wine they have drunk ask them to do that they do. Yeah, if the wine tell them, go and sleep outside. Outside is better than your bedroom. They will just go out and sleep on the road. They don't care if a car is coming. So it is what you are filled with. It is what I am filled with that determines what leads me. Number three, why must I be filled? I must be filled with the Holy Ghost because that is the only way for signs and wonders to happen. That is the only way for signs and wonders to happen. Now, look, before the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost, they were just ordinary men. But when power came, they manifested signs and wonders. The shadows of Peter, according to Acts chapter 5, 14 to 15, was healing the sick. The aprons of Paul, Acts 19, verse 6, the Bible says, and God performed unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. And verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, aprons and cloth was taken from Paul and taken to the sick, and demons jumped out of those who are sick, and they were healed when the apron of Paul touched their body. It is those who are filled with the Holy Ghost that will be able to do signs and wonders. I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning. I said, Lord, let every stranger of darkness in my body, every stranger in my life, let them be cast out in the name of Jesus. Strange power, strange spirit occupying any areas of my life, I come against you this morning, be cast out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. We cannot be filled with stranger and with Holy Ghost at the same time. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, this morning, let every stranger of darkness in my body be cast out. In the name of Jesus, strange power, strange spirit, I arrest you, I bind you, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness in my home, I bind and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, every strange thing occupying my environment, occupying my house, occupying my place of work, I come against you. I bind and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, get out. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, let every plantation of the devil in my life, look at that, plantation of the enemy, plantation of sickness, plantation of failure, anything that you have not planted, manifesting in any areas of my life, this morning, let them be uprooted and be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Let every stranger, every plantation of the devil, plantation of failure, plantation of sickness in our body system be uprooted and be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have not planted in our lives, growing or manifesting, Lord, uproot them and destroy them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, as I go out this morning, let me be filled with wisdom. Let me be filled with joy. Let me be filled with love. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. I don't know what you want God to fill you with. Ask God to fill you with wisdom. Ask God to fill you with life. Lord, fill me with your life, abundance of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me be filled with your wisdom. Let me be filled with your power. Let me be filled with your spirit. Open your mouth. Father, Lord, as we go out this morning, Lord, fill us with your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill us with your grace. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill us with your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill us with your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Paul was speaking about the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Look at Moses. When Moses came back, you know, from the mountain of the Lord, the Bible says the skin of Moses was glittering like fire. People could not behold him anymore. Moses had to put on a veil because every part of him was glittering because he spent time with God. I want you to lift up your voice this morning and say, Lord, because I am at your presence, let me be filled with your fullness, the fullness of God. Lord, feed me with your fullness. Feed my house with your fullness. Feed my car with your fullness. Feed my place of work with your fullness. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that as we go out this morning, that you will fill us with your fullness. In the name of Jesus, we want to be filled with your presence. We want to be filled with your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want somebody to cry to God and say, Lord, as I go out today, let me be filled with your fullness. In the name of Jesus, when people see me, let them see your glory on me. Let them see your power on me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill us with your fullness. In the name of Jesus. Masakuda basilica polymasafagidia. Lord, feed my children with your fullness. Lord, feed my house with your fullness. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, as I go out today, let your Holy Ghost manifest signs and wonders through me. Look at that. Let your Holy Ghost perform signs and wonders through me. All the apostles that were filled with the Holy Ghost, they all performed signs and wonders. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, as I go out today, Holy Ghost, perform signs and wonders through me. Perform signs and wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. I want to experience signs and wonders. Lord, as I go out today, Holy Ghost, perform signs and wonders through me. In the name of Jesus, use my hand for signs and wonders. Use my leg for signs and wonders. Use my voice for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Holy Ghost, perform signs and wonders through us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And lastly, I want you to pray. I said, Lord, fill my house with your Holy Ghost. Let your wind, the wind of Holy Ghost, any contrary wind that may want to come, the wind of Holy Ghost will blow them away. Oh my God. Oh my God. I said the wind of power will blow away every evil spirit. When the wind of Holy Ghost fill your house, fill all the rooms in your house, where can the devil, how can the devil manage to come there again? I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the journey of today, let my whole house be filled with the wind of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, fill my car with the wind of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill my place of work with the wind of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, let me carry the Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus, anywhere I go, let your Holy Ghost be around me. Let your Holy Ghost be all over me. Let your Holy Ghost overshadow me. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my children. Holy Ghost, overshadow anywhere I go with your power and with your presence. In the name of Jesus, let people around me feel your power around me. In the name of Jesus, let people around me feel your fire burning in me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda basilica polica syndica po. Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost. Overshadow us with your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you because we know you have done it. As we go out this morning, Lord, let your Holy Ghost overshadow our lives. In the name of Jesus, through us, do signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, glorify yourself in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Don't you call my hand a man? This year, you are aligning everything. This year, things are falling in place for me. This year, the land will yield for this year.